you seem to say that we haven't really made much progress in dealing with climate change, and that it's actually likely to get worse before it gets better.
Well, just look at the drought that hit Texas and 60% of the country this past year, and it's still going on. We've had $110 billion of climate-related disaster damages last year. 2012 was the hottest year in American history. We had the fires in the West and Superstorm Sandy devastating Manhattan and New Jersey. And this is happening all around the world. This past week, Queensland and Australia had 2.5 feet of rain. These disasters are becoming larger and more frequent, and that's exactly what the scientists have predicted. You mentioned an inconvenient truth. One of the most common criticisms of that movie was from those who said it was ridiculous for me to speculate that the ocean water would go into the World Trade Center Memorial Site. Well, it happened last October. So we have seen some progress, and I was very heartened by President Obama's bold commitment in his inaugural address, and I'm optimistic that we're going to see more progress.
I've been hearing more and more that almost this idea that it's become inevitable that we're going to have to engineer the climate. We're going to have to throw something into the atmosphere to either, you know, reflect light to somehow prevent the Earth from becoming any hotter. And your book actually, you know, talks about that, and you say that it's utterly insane. So tell me why you came to that conclusion.
Well, just by studying it carefully, you know, we have a giant unplanned experiment underway with the only planet that we can call home. And the idea that we would start a second unplanned experiment with the planet in the hope that it would somehow magically cancel out the effects of the first unplanned experiment, I think is genuinely an insane idea. And, you know, just to take one example, they proposed putting up tinfoil strips orbiting the Earth to reflect more incoming light from the sun. Well, you know, it turns out plants need light to produce photosynthesis and to grow. Nothing of that sort would stop the acidification of the oceans from CO2. And no one would have any idea how to measure the unintended consequences of blocking out a lot of the sunlight that the Earth needs for its healthy functioning. Instead, we need to stop putting all this global warming pollution into the atmosphere as if it's an open sewer.
Well, Mr. Vice President Al Gore, the author of The Future, Six Drivers of Global Change, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much for having me on.